I'll do a roll call. Chris Henry.
Here.
Greg Johnson.
Here.
Marie Williams.
Here.
George is excused. Chris Wilson.
Here.
Okay. Did y'all have a chance to read the minutes? Anybody have any? Moving to
a minor thing on the golf club report. I don't think the financials are ready, but that's just a minor thing. But again, they can get together later on.
I'm not on the board, but I would like one correction on my report.
Okay.
Just a note, it's not what you have to do it, but it's just a date. It's not, instead of April 1st to May 30th, it should be May 1st to April 30th.
The big date.
Okay.
Oh, what is it, April?
Yeah, the 1 year deal started officially May the 1st of 2018.
Yeah, May 1st.
Okay.
And it'll end on April 30th.
April 30th, okay.
Just a month earlier.
Okay.
And then maybe Jason can address those numbers later during his report or something? Is that what you want to talk about?
Okay.
I just think it's a misreading, man. I don't think it's
in. Okay. All right, so Marie motion. Do we have a second?
Just approve the minutes. Total revenue of $44,000. I know your total revenue is $44,000.
It's
a misprint.
Here?
$44,000.
So it's noted, are we still discussing it, or are we moving forward?
Move forward.
Yeah. Okay.
A second.
Okay.
That's how you get approved by me.
And for those of you who don't know our new board member, his name's Chris Henry.
Hey, Chris.
Okay.
And you know both of them.
You know Jason?
I know Jason and Clark.
You know Clark? Okay. And you've met everybody on the board?
Yes. Yeah.
We've met once. I've been on the board before.
Chris, you've worked for the city for many years?
22 years.
How many?
22.
22? All right. Good deal. Well, welcome to the board.
Thank you.
Okay. Public comment. Is that different than persons wishing to appear? Public comment.
Yeah, that's different. We don't have anybody from the public here.
Really? Okay. Persons wishing to appear.
Nope.
I don't see anybody here. Unfinished business. Would chairman, vice chairman, and the seats come under unfinished business?
Anything that you didn't finish talking about. I think we talked about everything last meeting.
Did we?
So okay. We don't have any unfinished.
No unfinished business. Okay. Any new business?
Yeah.
So we can make election of officers, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We'll put that on the agenda for next time.
For next time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
New president?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have interest in being chairman? Or is that how it works? We nominate,
well, next,
don't we?
Mm-hmm, not next.
We nominate,
mm-hmm.
We'll do it in the next
okay.
meeting. Okay. Mm. All right. Okay, so Jason, Ocala Golf Club report.
All right, so we just talked about since last time we met. We blazed through a terrible day. We had a record repeat card in June. And currently, in July, with verification last week, we were doing very well. Of course, we came to a little bit of a halt. What we did this year, we instead of doing 4 days where we kept 9 holes open, we closed 1 day. That proved beneficial to the revenues, but also allowed, because we brought an outside company for the greens, because this year, the green plugs were to be removed as opposed to drug in, because they're now mature enough to where we take the plugs away. So they've been, so it was a lot quicker, and then we did all the fairways and the tees. Play was great on, we of course Thursday we had the Game of Thrones League, which is 100 players strong, so that gave us revenues. Friday and Saturday were strong. So the only impact we had a little impact apparently yesterday, I would say. Could have been because of the heat, but we didn't have a big day yesterday. And of course, Wednesday we're closed. So Thursday's looking good. Our trends in the outings are good. We have next one we're doing is World's Largest Golf Outing, the one that we're promoting. That's a nationwide tournament that Billy Casper sponsors at all his clubs. Our goal is to send a check to $1 million for Wilson House. So other than that, we're now focusing on the end of the year. Our end of the fiscal year for us is September, which means that the Oswald's right around the corner. September's a good month for events. July and August are a little bit slow on this side. We do have a lot of room rentals for meetings, for baby showers, but not a large food. This is something that I'd like everybody to start to promote, but I had a business after hours with the chamber last month. Spent a little bit of money to have one of those. Starting August 1, we're going to start cooking breakfast in a manner of, it's going to be right in front of you with the omelets being done right in here. That'll draw the interest, trying to increase anything we have. It doesn't cost us that much extra. I think it's going to cost us $300 a week extra from a labor point of view. And it should be able to generate more revenues from the breakfast and the lunch. After 2 o'clock, we're going to cease and have just hot dogs and cold sandwiches. Why this is there, because the feedback from the chamber, they said up to 300 people could show. I would say closer to somewhere between 150 and 175 actually came. But they all want to come here for lunch. So my normal reply to anyone here would be to call first. Now I won't have to call. Cost of goods are in excellent shape since we did away with the buffets. We've actually brought our cost of goods and we're actually making profits in the last 3 months. So that has turned around. The buffets that we were putting out there just drug our cost of goods to the 40%+. We're now down into the mid to low 30s the last 3 months. And that should summarize my report.
What is the league you were talking about? Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones League, yes. Yeah, it's a Thursday night league. It's instead of flights, we have houses. So House Stark, and I don't know if there's any Game of Thrones people that watch it. But
I don't know one thing about that.
It's totally amazing. It's the number one TV show in the world. But,
yeah.
So I had to explain it to the league, too.
I've heard of it. I just don't know.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun because if you drop out, we put you in a house that's already been killed off. But, the trophies are Game of Thrones. It's basically the same league that we've had, but we just call it the Game of Thrones. The trophies are the throne. We actually literally have collector's items that they put out. So,
Do you have a lot of people in it?
50 teams, 100 people. So,
Wow.
So if you you walk out front, you see the board, the scoreboard is there. It's two men, two players scramble. There's two divisions. So that's about, it's $1,500 is what we pull off that every total grievous coffee and prizes.
So that's popular, that league.
Yeah.
Does E1 play out here still, their league?
No.
E1?
No.
Because they used to be on Thursday, didn't they?
Well, they were on Thursday, but they also, they left wherever they were, which is closer to the plant. I think it was Silver Spring Shores, don't quote me. But then they came over here for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they voted to go back there. So if they want to come back now, I would say no.
Used to be at Stone Creek.
The Stone Creek, there. Okay, maybe that's...
When I used to play, when I worked at SPF.
Okay, so that's... They were kind enough to bring it over. It was a nice league. We enjoyed it. We had this league and that league. But last year we said, let's not, we were capping this league at 40. And I said, don't cap it. And we went all the way to 100. So
that's good.
or not last year, today, this year, 100. Last year was about 80. So, yeah, it's a producer, and we shotgun the whole golf course, so, yeah.
Well, good job killing the buffet. And I'm being serious here. It's a good job. I mean, it's a huge money loser when you have, buffet is a volume thing. You have to have a lot of volume in order to make it, you know that. And it takes a lot of volume.
Food was good. I ate it a couple of times.
The only time it ever worked for us is if we were putting out the banquets. It's good to have that kind. That would be, because it's already paid for here. But the fact is, it is still the inconsistency up and down. Some people, because we do allow covered dish things, and my market is a very tight market. It's not the same market as going to Hilton. So they're always looking for, I mean, I just sat right prior to here, and, you know, looking at tight budgets. So, you know, they want a budget for $3,000, and a lot of times that's hard to do with food. Yeah, you know, and still make money. So so that's the minimum. I mean, that's probably the minimum that we can go with food is about $3,000.
What do you get for that? When somebody comes,
well, we have a $27 package and a $29 package. That gives you everything that you would need, with the exception of a, you know, that doesn't include a photographer, doesn't include a DJ, your personal decorations, and what's the other fourth thing?
Booze.
Huh?
Booze.
Oh, no,
no booze. No booze. Yeah.
No booze. Most people today are going with cash bars, or they do a $500. He'll pay for his $500, stuff like that. But the package, the $27-$29 package, that has cake cutting and everything, and just a solid selection. It's a buffet. It's not a sit-down, because sit-downs cost more labor. I ran a promotion to get it built up last year I waived the room rental. The room rentals are back, because that's where you can't cover your labor. With a small package, so now, but I do reduce the room rental if you go with all our food. So $1,000 Friday and Saturday, $750 on Sunday, and then Monday through Thursday is $600. And that's very competitive in the market. And I reduce them. If you're over 75, I reduce it 25%. If you're over 100, I reduce it 50%. If you use our food. And the reason is there's overlap in labor. I cover it very well, so that's where we're at there. So with August, with this new, and you'll see more of us promoting out to, we're going to promote out to businesses, CEP, and things like that, that they can come here and have lunch. We really bragged about our burger, because our burger is probably, and if you haven't had it, you should, our burger is probably one of the best in the area down here for the price. I mean, Burger 21 was charging $9.95, we're $4.95, $5.95 with a platter. And it's marked, and it's real hamburger. We roll, you know, you can see that, because it's not perfectly served. It's not padded, we're rolled. I think what else is needed is my cook stepping up. We actually started selling some beef jerky that went like hotcakes last week, the minute they started trying it.
Beef jerky?
Yeah. Well, you know, you sell Slim Jims. It's just like having a snack, but he just wanted to try, so we tried to put him out there, and for $6. And you get, I think it's 6 ounces.
I think so.
Yeah, so you go buy an ounce. You buy the links. Yeah, I love the jerky. It's amazing. So,
people want to go out. I mean, they're out there chewing back as well. So, a big jerky ain't no problem. Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'm not trying it again.
And you, I met with the Kimberly Center people today. You have the Rotary Tournament on November 1st that benefits them. That's what they were mentioning.
Which tournament?
The Rotary Tournament, November 1st. Is that here? I think they said
I have two Rotaries. The one I just booked, the only one I can say right now that I booked was in February. So I know that might be the different Rotary, because I know there's two Rotaries.
I thought it was here too. I might be
wrong. Well, Angela Grace is February. I know there's a couple Rotaries.
Yes.
And we did two Rotaries last year, but I don't know that one off the top of my head. And I can't get on the internet here for some reason.
Yeah,
Pretty good. Peace, love, and happiness.
Okay. Clark, how's Fire Oaks doing?
Well, we're open. And that's, there's a lot of people that think we're closed. It's amazing. I think it's killing us right now. Hopefully in the long run it'll sort itself out. But with all the, you know, the publicity that went on with the, you know, possible course closure and, you know, headlines in the paper that come out, a lot of people took that with a grain of salt, I think, because I go around town various places and different places, and then customers come in, you know, maybe with a group or something, and one of them will make a remark, you know, they call me up, we thought you were closed. So I'm trying to come up with a plan about, you know, what to do to change that, you know, because we are in the now, we're open now. How far we're going to go at the moment, it's until April 30th of next year. But I'm actually going to do an interview with a couple of newspapers just to hopefully get a little pull up, you know, some pub there just to say, hey, we're open. Don't give up on us just yet. So that hadn't been helpful. May was not very good. It was, matter of fact, it was great for the golf course because we had a ton of rain. I've never seen a May as much rain. I mean, every day was like an 80% chance of rain. It was incredible. It was like, I mean, they don't even do that in July. Mm-hmm. That killed us. And unfortunately, that was the first month of our new deal here. So it kind of sent a little shockwave when they saw what my numbers were for May. But I think all golf courses were down in May because of the weather. That was a big part of it. June was not good either. But we always struggle in the summer. It's just a bad time of year for us. We're kind of in a depressed state. So we're already looking forward to the fall. But you know, I've doubled my advertising budget. Whether I can afford it or not, doing things on Facebook and some electronic or, you know, that type of advertising, along with paper advertising, trying to target a younger demographic, you know, people that are probably under 40 years old, rarely would pick up a newspaper and read it. You know, we advertise in the paper, but that's, you're not going to reach a 25 or 30 year old in that, so we're trying to do a little bit more of that social media, but it's not cheap doing all of it. So, like I said, I more or less doubled our summer advertising budget to try to spur some play. And I'm not suggesting we're not getting any play. We're getting some play. And the course at the moment is in decent shape. Fairways have grass on them now. We're keeping them mowed. Rough's a little tough like it always is. Greens are playable. We got the rates decent. You know, we got a $20 deal every day. Looking forward to the summer games coming up. I guess we co-host that. We've got it on Saturday, and we'll move over here on Sunday. That tournament's August 4th and 5th. I don't know if you have any idea how many's entered now. I know people wait to the last minute. We'll have 20 teams, and then we'll get 30 the last 2 days. Typically the way it is. So look forward to working with Jason and the whole group over here for that 2-day event. We do have the Gainesville Junior Golf Tour. They've got a nice tournament. It's on a Monday, the 28th of August. August. No, July. They're playing in July, end of this month. Where our summer league is going, we had split that. We call it a spring. It runs basically April, May, and June, and then we basically take the week of 4th of July off, and then we kind of resume it. It's a few additional teams. You have a couple of dropouts. By that time, we do one July, August, and September. Our numbers are down a little bit. Well, quite a bit, actually. We got about 50 players in that. But it's kind of a catch-22. You'd almost rather have 50 than 70. Because if you have 50, you can just have it on 1-9, and then you can keep your other 9 open. And that makes a difference because you might pick up another 20 or 30 people playing on the other 9. If you got 70, you kind of have to close the whole thing down. So you either need 50 or 100. 100 is better. I take 100.
If you're going to close it down, fill it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal there. So we do have, of course, it's probably a day late and a dollar short, but I'm starting to make a few pretty good contacts with some of these new businesses that are on that side of town. FedEx is starting to take a little bit more of an interest in Pine Oaks. We've got a, they actually are having a corporate outing there. It's going to be on a Monday, for that matter. It's on August the 6th. That'll be the day after the summer games. I'll be a little tired that day, but we're going to cook for them. They're going to have a big meeting in our room, and then they're going to have a golf outing afterwards with some of their big wigs, I guess, coming in from different places. The wetland is I guess, construction. Is everybody familiar with the wetland that I'm referring to? It's the wetland recharge area that the city's installing over on what used to be the East Golf Course at Pine Oaks. It's been all over the paper, and they had an article last week, and it was a beautiful thing because it talked all about it, but the word Pine Oaks was never mentioned, which I thought was good, because every time you read it, you know, wetland, Pine Oaks, you know, construction, oh, they're closed. I swear, it's killing us. I got with Kathy, I guess there's a publicity officer or a...
PIO?
Yeah, what does that stand for?
Public information officer.
Yes, we're supposed to do something with that, some kind of a PSA or something. Get on TV or do something and say, hey, we're open, at least, you know, come see us. It might not be going to last a long, long time, but, it, you know, don't forget about us at this point, because we're going to run out of money quicker than we thought. Something don't happen. But anyway, we'll see. I'm still optimistic. But the wetland is under construction. It's kind of a slow thing. I've been privy to it somewhat. They've included me in. There's a lot of people involved. I mean, we're talking about a major, major, you know, multi-million dollar project here that's taken probably 3 or 4 years just to get to the point where they could start construction. A big deal, and it'll be a big deal, I guess, for the city when it's completed. It's supposed to be 1 year is the target. But the clock's ticking pretty fast already, because it was June 12th and not a lot of activity the first month. But my guess, and this is just only a guess, all that rain we had in May and even the middle part of June or first part of June, I'm assuming that would have probably set Crags construction locally as the actual, gonna be the dirt movers.
Mm-hmm. They just took it all to council.
Okay.
Those contracts, once they do the bid, they get all the bids in and all that, they have to do all, work up all the contracts for all the different contractors and go to it's council a, and then with
right.
the council.
Sure, and it's a, you know, but ago, so it's 365 days is what they have to build. And that doesn't include weekends. They're not supposed to work on, well, they don't want them to work on weekends or any city holiday, because you got to have a city person, I guess, out in the process. But
you have an inspector on site.
Yeah, an inspector, that's it. I don't need to be speaking on behalf of the city. Maybe that's something you need to report on.
Right.
It's just what I know, and I'm sharing it.
Yeah.
But they have included me in their meeting, which I appreciate, just so I kind of know what's going on and who do I call the first time they, you know, cut my internet line or the you got internet cable or oh, not cable but water and sewer and electric. I mean, there's all kind of possibilities there. You wake up at 2 a.m. thinking about it. It'll probably happen March 1st. And anyway, but that's about it. If anybody's got any questions for me, I'll be happy to entertain them.
Anybody have any questions?
Mark, you said you were looking into the city social media, because I know we put a lot of stuff on social media because we have a lot of customers respond. So
yeah, and we do have a Facebook page now. I'm not very privy to it, but I got a person that's kind of helping with it, trying to keep up with that somewhat. Well, that's what I paid. I just paid $500. It ain't cheap. Supposedly, if you're a golfer and you're on Facebook, something's supposed to pop up that says Pine Oaks. And the thought there is...
Oh, my God.
The thought there is we're going to go up our website. Because we have our own online bookings.
Right.
And the thought is to try to get that demographic that I was referring to that's never going to pick up a newspaper. Hopefully, they might click on it, perhaps, and
And there's a method, there's a way supposedly these guys can, they can tell me how, you know, how effective it is. Is it working? Is what we get.
You'll get some good information from them.
Right.
You will.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is it to solve all the answers?
No, it's not.
And you can get it tied to Twitter and tied to your other things too, so it automatically
I'm goes on any of those things.
Yeah.
Don't ask me all. No,
I'm just saying, we do a lot on
one of those
but it's the same people. There'll be that same friend.
Right. I mean, if it gets you a tea time a day, I guess it'd be worth it. But we'll see. I know it's going to take some time. It just started about, we're not even a month into it at this point. You have to pay that in advance. They don't mention
it. So, Clark, do you know what will happen on May 30th next year? I mean, will we convene?
Actually, it's April 30th. Well, I mean, I can't say right now.
Is that a definite, or will they reconvene and decide to leave it?
That is to be determined.
That's to be determined.
Okay. Where it's at right now is the city has agreed to help out and for a year.
Yeah.
We're testing the waters, and both parties have the option of saying yay or nay as to whether they want to try to do it for another year.
Right.
But obviously, that can't be determined right now. That's going to have to be.
So, if there's no plans at that time to do something.
Well, if nothing happens, if we don't renew it and they don't want us to renew it, then the course will close on May the 1st.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you know something else. I mean, I can't speak for what the city's going to do.
Right.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, I guess that
would be this. Well, because, I mean, the plan is the long term plan currently. And things change over time, but they're moving forward. The city,
right.
Julie probably knows more about it than me, but they're moving forward with I think they've got bids out right now from for somebody to put in an ITN or
development.
And do some type of developing or maybe a little 9-hole par 3 course or something.
Okay.
But that's all. I mean, the property's been appraised. Steve Albright did that. And my understanding is the deadline for the at least the preliminary ITNs or feeders or just to see what's out there, what possible market, with the market there, I guess. I think the deadline on that, I was told, is July 31st. Are you aware of that? I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they're moving forward.
Really, truthfully, the person that would need to answer all that stuff
like that,
John's over.
Yeah, I see, man. Okay.
Yeah, that's that. You can call him or email him, but I don't speak for what.
Yeah. Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Clark.
Yes, sir.
You got it. So, First Tee. See, Mr. First Tee down there.
Mr. First Tee. Yeah. We've completed two of three week-long summer camps. The first two had a total of 36 kids for week-long camp, Monday through Friday. 8:30 to 11:30, the kids were having a good time. July 21st, we've been asked by Drayton Florence, who does football camps at the Webb Stadium, to cooperate with him, and now he's calling it the football/golf camp, which is really cool. So his goal is to sign up 30 kids from the west side of Ocala for his camp to learn golf at our fall programming, so that's an absolute blessing in disguise for me. Fall programming will start September 11th. Those are once a week for 10 weeks in a row. We're using Ocala Golf Club, Pine Oaks, Golden Hills, Silver Spring Shores, and Candler Hills this year. And our 8th annual major fundraiser is September 21st at Golden Ocala. So things are progressing quite well.
Is there a lot of participation for the Golden Ocala tournament already?
We're about half sold out, and it's not really been pushed that hard.
Right.
It'll start next week being pushed, and it'll sell out. Usually sells out about 3 to 4 weeks in advance.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I see here it's 125 per person.
Yeah.
In the last meeting. Great.
Anyway, you can tie that Pine Oaks development. I don't think my whole course is really work, but for the kids, if you connect to the First Tee, I think a lot of people would back that.
And that's part of that master plan is for to have an area for the First Tee.
That's a great idea.
Very good.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, what's next? Association reports?
I have nothing really. No, our ninth hole is the last week of May for the league. And I don't know, maybe a couple, three girls come out at 7:30 in the morning to play. I'm not sure who's playing because it's so hot. But we don't. But otherwise, we don't start back up until the 1st of September.
Oh, really? So. Oh, okay. Is anybody here from the Men's Association?
No,
I don't think anyone's
here. Greg Mueller's not here. I think Greg Mueller needs to receive the emails.
Okay.
So I need to get that. I'll send that to you.
Okay.
Or you, if you have it, it might be wrong. Typed in wrong or something.
Can you send it to me? Because I don't know if I have it.
Yeah, I'll send it.
Oh. Is George part of that too? Is he in that association?
George?
By town.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not? Okay. I thought he used to report on it sometimes, but maybe not.
No, I used to report on it.
Oh, did you?
I have a big event coming up this Saturday, but I don't know the numbers.
Okay.
But they have their once a month.
Yeah.
It's this month.
Okay.
But they have, and then he's mentioned it last time, that their membership has grown. As far as ladies, I have 20 ladies coming out tomorrow night for brand new ladies and I don't play. They're coming out to, I set it up with some of them, bring 20 women for a 9 and 1.
Where are they from?
They're from, some don't play, some are just coming over for the wine, but they're going to go out there and play a few holes. They might only play 3 holes.
Someone is bringing them, you mean, or something? How did this come about? I mean, what is this about?
This just came out. I just met somebody just started.
Oh, okay.
Started that, so maybe we can build some.
Okay.
We're trying to build some women in golf things, but right now we're just enticing them with wine.
We liked them with wine. What was it, last year or something? We did it. I don't know why. Nobody showed ever. That thing went bye-bye, too. So.
Yeah.
They just like the wine.
We tried to do the membership thing with John Rieger, moving on the course.
And that didn't go.
Yeah. Two people ended up.
Did two people?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody with us anyway. I don't know about they didn't know or whatever they did.
This isn't something that is ready for organized golf, but as I said, some of these ladies will only play 3 holes, maybe 1 hole, and then just come back in here and drink.
Okay, whatever.
Comment from board members. The only thing I'll add, I played the course last week. It was in really good shape. So good job on keeping the course going. And then I heard they were plugging the greens, so I usually stay away for a couple of weeks. But they usually come back pretty quick.
We're only 2 days. We're two,
2 days.
2 days
away.
Mm-hmm. You should all play it. In fact, it's going to be on our Facebook.
Is it already back pretty good?
Yesterday I was putting 10 footers and making about 4 out of every.
I notice they usually come back pretty quick.
These are the bigger ones, but
the bigger holes,
the small ones come back in 2 days.
Yeah.
But I'm only going to have the discount that we have probably for another couple of days.
Yeah.
So we take $10 off. So.
Okay. Make it automatic 2 putts, right?
That will help the average anyway.
I guess I should have mentioned, but we did do 8-inch cups the Thursday, the day after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
And I can tell you, in the league, all right, I lost. John and I, teammates, we lost. We couldn't make a putt.
8-inch cups, and it didn't.
We could, yeah.
So, what's normal size of a cup?
4.
Oh, you doubled the size. That's what I need all the time.
Me too.
Why don't we make that
perfect? Number 3 washed up.
It's just amazing. It's amazing. We got beat by, we were given shots to the person that we actually really lost to. And we were hitting the ball good. And we hit a lot of putts from me to you. And we didn't sniff the hole. And the week before, we shot a 30.
Really?
4-inch cups.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It's a big coupling.
Yeah.
And the other team was sinking them in everywhere from everywhere. They shot out there.
That's all I have. Chris, you have anything to add?
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to being on the board and whatever I can do to help.
No comment from me.
Glad to have you. No comments?
No comment.
OK. Chris?
Good.
Anything to add? Okay, I have a motion to adjourn.